Another key tip, expand your answers. So what does this mean? Well, maybe the examiner asks you a question. What is your favorite food? Let me think of a good example. Do you like to play sports? Okay, the examiner might ask you that. Some students might just say, no. And that's their answer. Do you like to play sports? Do you like to cook? No. Well, the examiner is not going to be able to judge your English if you answer questions yes or no. You have to give bigger, longer answers. So this is what I mean by expand. Don't just say yes or no. Even if you don't know what to say, make something up. So for example, a common question they ask, where are you from? Now I could just say, I'm from Toronto, or Toronto. This isn't going to help my IELTS mark. It's better if I expand this answer. I'm from Toronto. It's actually the biggest city in Canada. It's also considered one of the most multicultural cities in the world. I don't have to talk too long about Toronto. I don't want to say the whole history of Toronto. I don't want to keep talking and talking and talking. But I don't want a very short answer. So you need to find an answer that is not too short and not too long. You want something in the middle. Okay, so that's what I mean by expand. One way to expand your answers is by giving examples. So I asked this question earlier. What's your favorite food? Oh, I love Indian cuisine. How can I add to this? I can give examples. My favorite dish is palak paneer. It's made from spinach, a type of cheese they use in India, spices. We often eat it at my house. So there, instead of just saying, I like Indian food, I've given a lot of examples. And that's what you want to do.